There actually was a famous African-American resort called Idlewild, although it was not in Georgia, and the music that people heard there, of course, was not hip-hop. Dr. Ronald Stevens is the author of Idlewild, The Black Eden of Michigan. Now, Dr. Stevens, where in Michigan?
It's in rural Michigan, roughly about 70 miles north of Grand Rapids, Michigan.
And how did that become the site for what I gather was a huge Midwestern resort and an extremely important African-American resort?
Primarily, it was because of the location of the businessmen who were responsible for founding the community. You have to realize that this occurs at the time of legal Jim Crow segregation, and they felt that African-Americans needed a place of rest and relaxation from racism in the cities in which they were traveling from.
What years would you say were the heyday, the absolute peak of activity at Idlewild?
Roughly between 1953 and 1963.
Now, we know that the hip-hop music of Outkast, set in a Prohibition-era movie, is an anachronism. What kind of music would folks have heard at Idlewild? What sort of performers would they have heard in the day?
They would have heard the up-and-coming soul music, some R&B, some jazz, blues. They would have heard Della Reese. They would have heard Jackie Wilson, who was the entertainer's entertainer. They would have heard the comedy of George Kirby. He was a great comedian. Plus, they would have seen some of the classiest showgirls of the era. They would have seen what they called the braguettes, which were dancers, women that wore high heels, and they were able to really do some very clever and creative dance moves.
The braguettes?
Yes.
Why is there no longer a big resort at Idlewild, Michigan?
Well, Idlewild experienced an economic decline roughly around 1964, 1965, actually, the same year the Voting Rights Act. The Civil Rights Movement, integration, was partly responsible for that. That is, that there were other sites open to African-American entertainers first, and secondly, there were sites open to African-American vacationers. Well, that's one reason. But the most important argument, which needs to be made, is that the two major nightclub owners wanted to invest in the infrastructure, and the community wasn't quite ready for that. And so Idlewild, in a sense, was responsible for his own demise.
Now, I confess that as a native New Yorker, Idlewild will always be what they used to call Kennedy Airport. That's what we think.
Absolutely.
Spelled differently. But there's a great joke about the name Idlewild, I gather, about what it suggested.
Well, a little joke and a little folklore, I would call it. A playground for idle men and wild women.
Idlewild. Well, Dr. Stevens, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're very welcome.
That's Ronald Stevens, who teaches at the Metropolitan State College of Denver and who is the author of Idlewild, The Black Eden of Michigan.